Online Podcast 366 Hello, ladies and gentle whores. Welcome back to Online Podcast. How are you doing this lovely week? Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the two podcasts that I put out last 2 weeks from Joan. She's such an interesting lady, and with multiple personalities. It was very awesome. But first of all, before I even go on any further into this program, I would like to thank those of you who actually shared your opinion on my voicemail. You can actually do that by calling 920-iPhone-1, 920-iPhone-1, and the number 1. And then you can share your opinion on here. And just like this one that Mark from, Chef Mark from New York shared his opinion about that particular program. Take a listen to this.
Hello, John Ong. This is Chef Mark in New York City calling with comments for your latest show, with author Joan, and it was really a great show. I loved her and her many names and her many different interests, and the story was just so fascinating. And I really, really want to hear more stories like this on your shows coming up. So thanks. Welcome back. It was also great to hear stories about your family, your parents, and their visit, and how touching that was. So keep up the good work. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chef Mark. Thank you so much. And it's so good to hear from you again also. Thank you, Chef Mark. And yeah, I like to talk to people and I like to get their personal stories on my show. However, it could get a little tricky with my schedule and with trying to find a time to chat with interesting people and have to work with two schedules and three multiple schedules. So I have plans on coming up with some more interviews just like that in the very near future, hopefully. So stay tuned. And I also got, thank you, Chef Mark, for leaving me that message. It's really nice as a podcaster, as you yourself would know, Mark, that it's very nice to hear feedback directly from your listeners. Just, and so you know what you're doing is all right or not. And it sounds like it's a good thing that I actually have interesting people come up and chat with their stories. And of course, the main thing that I had her up on my show is because she has such a huge, a passion for this place that she was born in, Penang, which happens to also be my hometown. So I have another message coming up also from one of my fairly new listener, Todd from Orlando. So take a listen to this from Todd. There you go. Oops, very soft. Let's try that again.
Hey, John, it's Todd from Orlando. Rainy, hot, humid day here in Orlando. I just listened to your podcast episode with Joan from Singapore, the author. Really enjoyed it. It was interesting and it was something different. Thank you for having that. I'm actually looking forward to the next episode when you talk a little bit more about Penang. She seems like a really nice lady.
Yeah, and so obviously that episode was already played last week since I pre-recorded two shows and I played those two shows back to back. So I hope you enjoyed that particular episode as well, Todd. And there's going to be another episode coming out. I'll tell you a little bit more about it after your message.
And entertaining to listen to. And I think you did a really great job of staying on topic. Anyways, I appreciate that. I hope you're having a great week, and I can't wait for the next episode. Bye.
Thank you. And also, those of you who left me messages on the website as well. Ooh, what was that? Oh, that's this leftover message. Those who left comments on the website wanting to find out more about Joan's books, you can do so by going to or email Joan directly or emailing me online@gmail.com, or you can send her an email ffjoan, F as in Frank, Joan, ffjoan@gmail.com. And I think she's in the middle of sending me some of her books, so I'm looking forward to reading those books. And lately too, I've been wanting to read more books. You know, listening to Honey's, my Honey Wears Plaid podcast, and having a book club and everything, and also having the iPad suddenly just kind of spiked my interest. Just so you know, when I read, I tend to not read for leisure anymore. I try to, you know, only read for information and all that. And sometimes reading for leisure is actually kind of nice. So with my schedule, it's going to be hard to really get, you know, a book or two into my schedule. But I'm going to try to do that. I've never been a book person. I don't know if that's true for any one of you. I read, like I read news, I read the news, I read information. I just, you know, didn't really quite get into reading for fun. So, but it depends on the subject as well. I tend to want to read the nonfiction more. For some reason, I don't get into a novel, a fictional stories. For some reason, I don't know why. I tend to want to read more like a documentary, kind of a documentation of certain events. I like to read memoirs. I like to read biography, autobiography especially. I like those kind of reading. So hopefully I'll be able to get to that one of these days. And Joan also agreed to come on the show one more time to talk to us about Medjugorje. And those of you who may not know what Medjugorje is a small town in Bosnia-Herzegovina. And it is a town that is becoming popular. It's a war-torn area. There's lots of wars. In fact, Joan told me that if you ask the people there, nobody actually knows or can tell you what peace is. How unfortunate that is. And so the Virgin Mary supposedly, take it. Jesus Christ. My throat. Take it as it is. Don't judge. You know, since Joan is such a good storyteller, that we should listen to her talk about that. And really interests me because growing up, I learned about Medjugorje, and I learned about the apparition of the Virgin Mary and all that kind of stuff. You may think that it's completely stupid, but just stay tuned, listen to the story. I think it's going to be interesting, especially coming from Joan. So if you love one or many of her books, you can arrange with her. She will be able, I believe, to send you even internationally. She's in the middle of doing that for me. So hopefully I'll be able to get to read one or more of her books soon. And I can tell you a little bit more about that. So thank you so much. And thanks to those Penang Hokkien listeners as well who come by. Talking about Penang Hokkien, very exciting thing happened this weekend. In fact, just last night. I was invited to conduct a podcasting workshop. More like a sharing, you know, sharing what podcasting is to a regular person, like what exactly it is, how do you do, what do you do to listen to it. And so the workshop was conducted in a bookshop, in a bookstore, kind of like Barnes & Noble, you know, and it's called the Public Bookstore. And this is in Penang. So the time was 2 p.m. their time on the Sunday, which is was my central time, 1 a.m. in the morning on a Saturday night. And so I guess it would be early morning Sunday, I guess. And I haven't spoken, so can you tell that my voice is a little bit lower today? I woke up very late, obviously, because I stayed up chatting with those people back home in Malaysia. And talk about lots of things, fun things, crazy things, what our future plans is and all that. And stayed up until almost 4 o'clock. I think I went to bed around 4. So I woke up at 1:40 this morning. I mean, this afternoon on Sunday. Oy vey. So I woke up, took a shower, and then went outside and bought a bag of cat food for Chai. Anyway, what was I talking about? I was talking about, the bookshop. Oh, wait, let me go for another tangent again. Bookshop. I'll come back to it. The workshop. So Todd mentioned I did a pretty good job staying on topic. I typically tend to be more ADD when I'm by myself. When I'm talking, usually interviewing or talking and chatting with another person, I tend to be able to keep and stay on topic because I listen. Unless the person is ADD, then I'll be ADD as well because I listen to them, and then more questions will be coming up as they are answering my questions. So that's typically easier for me to stay on topic when I have another person who is not ADD, unlike Ding the Bell. I also recorded a bunch of not a bunch, like I think three Ding the Bells, new fresh new ones, and. And Toppy Smelly, thank you for the message and the messages that you sent me, the email as well as the audio piece that we played in one of the Ding the Bells. So you just have to stay tuned and listen to that. And if you don't know, I have two other podcasts. If you understand Hokkien or Penang Hokkien, you can go to penanghokkien.com. You can also go to dingdabell.com, which is spelled D with a D-A, DINGDABELL, DDB, Ding the Bell. Dot com and check out our craziness over there. And let's go back to the bookstore. So I was invited by a group of podcasters and bloggers in Malaysia who I know, and they invited me to do a workshop in a bookstore. So I did, and it was supposed to be myself, another podcaster, and then two other bloggers. And it turned out to just be me and my other podcasters, so which is fine. And it was interesting. The turnout was not, anyway, it's not like thousands of people arrived. I would say easily maybe 20 people showed up. It was like it's a small section with a few chairs set down, and it was not completely full but almost full, and there's a bunch of people in the back stopping by and gathering because they put the a projector up with my with my face on there talking and sort of used because Penang Hokkien is rather popular, and I've been promoting the Penang Hokkien podcast on Penang Hokkien podcast about this particular event. A few of my listeners actually showed up, which was awesome. And yum yum yum. And so yeah, and so it was really nice. At first, I thought, oh my gosh, nobody's gonna show up. This is just gonna be like one person or two people, and it's going to be embarrassing. But it turned out to be great. In fact, I get to interact with the people using iChat. They get to see me, and I get to see them. You know, because they have the camera facing the audience, and I get to talk to them. And it was quite nice. It was quite an interesting experience for me conducting a workshop online through iChat through the internet. It was video conferencing. Very nice. So. That led me into another thing. There's also an Asian, I guess, what is it called? Asian Blogger Fest or Blogger, something convention or other. And it was held last year in Hong Kong, and this year it's going to be held in Penang. And I think I will have another opportunity to do the same thing, but this time will be in English. Oh my goodness, goodness. Last night I had to do the whole workshop in Mandarin, and I'm not good anymore. Like, I can't speak very well. I mean, I can converse with people in Mandarin, but still, you know, it's a little bit like when you're conducting a workshop, it's a little bit more formal, and therefore I get a little bit panicky when it comes to words that I don't remember how to say anymore. Luckily, there are a few people there that could help me, but it was a little embarrassing. And what's worse is there's a one of Penang Hokkien's listener who's a New Zealander, I think I told you about that, who's from New Zealand, and he is Caucasian. He's white, and he speaks Mandarin and better than I, and also spoke Hokkien too, so people were very impressed. There was a short moment where I had him stood up and spoke in Mandarin and Hokkien, and the crowd just started clapping because he's just blonde hair, Caucasian, speaking Mandarin and Hokkien perfectly. Ugh. Anyway, so embarrassing. But like Mark mentioned in his voicemail, which you can also leave me voicemail, 920 iPhone 1, Also, you, if you're listening to this on Pride 48 streaming, pride48.com, consider go to pride48.com and drop a few bucks in their tip jar donation so that we can keep the 24-hour streaming GLBT podcast shows and music alive on the internet, where you can actually listen in iTunes, which I've actually discovered a few listeners this way. So it's awesome that Pride48.com is going on and introduce more listeners to us podcasters. And like I was saying, Chef Mark mentioned that he enjoyed listening to my family, stories about my family and how I was reacting to their stay here and also their leaving. And so this week I have been thinking, and I've shared that with some of my friends, even friends at work, that, you know, there are days that I just sometimes feel like I want to drop everything. And drop everything, meaning my career, what I do as for a living. Not that I hate what I do, I love what I do, but I just want to be able to just, I'm toying with the idea, not that I'm doing that. I don't think I'm a type of person that would require a lot of stability that I, that's why I can't be a, that's why I didn't choose to go to the route of doing singing professionally, is because I want to be able to have a firm job and security. I'm not that adventurous, but because of my insecurities when it comes to finding new career and new jobs, that led me into thinking after my parents left is, what if, just toying with the idea, with stay with me here. Now, you might actually do the same thing as well. Just think, is it possible for you? And I'm thinking for my case, is it possible for myself to just say, I am going to quit my job. I'm going to stop everything, sell the house, or even just put the house to whatever, you know. And of course, I'm talking about this if I don't have a partner, right? Especially with a partner, it's even harder because you're considering two people here in this picture. But just drop everything you have and go ahead and pursue and do what you like. I feel like at least you should try it once or twice, right? I may, you know, if the opportunity comes, if the time comes, if I think too hard, obviously that's not going to ever come, but it might be pretty cool, don't you think? Like dropping everything, just let it go and start doing what you love. You know, for me, maybe I was thinking I would probably go back to Malaysia and spend a lot of time with my parents, work there, but find something that I can do that doesn't suck me into all about my career, all about my work, just something that can make me or let me get by and do what I want to do, which is not the job, but which is to spend time with my family. I don't know if that's possible, but it's an interesting idea, isn't it? Like, whatever you want to do, you drop it and you just go do it. I mean, you only have one life to live. Why not live it fully? That's what my thought is. But you know, this whole security thing, it's still a little, I don't know, scary to be thinking about that idea that, you know, you drop your house and your career and just step out into this brand new, fresh, scary world and do whatever you want. But it's an exciting thought. I don't know if I can actually afford doing my podcast anymore if I do that. And then I would start thinking, you know, how much we are attached to, well, at least I am. I don't know about you guys. I know there are some people who are very good and balanced with attaching to materials. You know, I'm a nice person, mostly. But thinking about leaving all the stuff that I have now, it's a little scary. But of course, what you do is you're just doing one thing in exchange for another. If you want to live your dream, then you drop everything else that you have. If I don't have enough income to support all the stuff that I do, my podcast, the hosting, the equipment that I have to pay for, the iPhone that I'm attached to, the plan that I have to the data plan and all that I have to pay for my iPhone and my iPad, all my toys. How can I live without those? It's a little scary to think about it, actually. So I don't know how much of your technology can you forego? How much of your material stuff can you forego? Obviously, I will be happy if I think I can still get to, if I get to be with my family, be with Bruce, and not have to work so hard. Not that I'm working hard, too hard anyway. I do have two jobs, but they are, not that hard. And, but that change also, just recently, I mean, of course, this, the reason why I started thinking, excuse me. I just burped. The reason why I started thinking about giving up your career and just go live the life that you want is I started to realize that I would not invest as much as I used to when I was in my mid-20s through early 30s. Right now, I'm in my mid-30s now. I'm 30... No, am I 35 or 36? No, I am 36. Jesus, I thought I was 35. 36. Oh my god! So now that I'm passing my mid-30s, I am starting to change my balance. It's like I'm tweaking my equilibrium. And I'm tweaking it so that I am focusing more on the things that I feel is important to my life. One of them being my spending time with my family when my parents were here. When they were here the last time, I was still working quite a few nights because I wanted the money. I was also... Oh, fuck. Now I have to edit. I just said, oh my gosh, for the first time that I remember this, 22 seconds. Oh my gosh. For the first time, I set out without realizing, say, Jesus, I'm so glad I caught it. Woohoo! Now I'm gonna have to edit. Girl. I accidentally set out where I worked, which I hate. I do not like to tell people where I work. I was working in the evening still at my part-time job. Jesus, I just so not thinking about that I set out where I worked. Good thing I caught it. Oh, Lord. Not that it matters, but I just don't like to. I like to be able to talk freely about where I work if I don't talk about where I work. And so, anyway, going back to the subject, I got thrown off. I was still working a lot when my parents were here last time, that I sort of wasted some time that I could have had the opportunity to spend time with my parents. So this time around, even though I still work, I try to make it an effort that I would not work more later than 5:30 or 6 o'clock. I will be home to spend time with my parents. I actually took several days off so that I can actually spend more time with my parents. So that was a good and wise choice. And because of that also, that sort of reaffirms how I'm changing, as an individual, I'm just changing how I, what's important for my life, what is important in my life. And obviously, career is having a slight a lowering of priority right now, and which I'm feeling pretty good about it. I think if you have a balance of family and work, your work tend to be better, hopefully. I just don't want to go crazy on that because, you know, life is short and I don't want to have to do that. You know, spend all your time at work and then neglecting your family and regret about it later. So, one more thing. There's another thing. Oh, yeah. One other thing that I just want to reference is that this is my main job, not my part-time job that I accidentally splurred out. I went out to, I rarely go to happy hours because, first of all, I don't drink. This is after work. I don't drink, and going to happy hours is like, you know, I don't know. It's just a little weird for me. I've never really get to, now, especially if you get to, for me to pick, do I want to go to happy hours with my work friends or do you want to have spend time with Bruce at home? I will pick Bruce. And so luckily this Friday, I get the opportunity to experience going to happy hours with a bunch of my work friends. And they are all awesome and fun people. And I was like, you know, I've been looking forward to it. And luckily, Bruce also was working part-time, and his part-time job also, he was working on Friday. And so a bunch of the work people said, hey, let's go for a happy hour and get a drink and such. They know that I don't drink. But what I want to say here is, it was actually quite an experience. It was a fun experience to spend time with a bunch of straight guys. It was very, and of course, one of the guys' fiance was there, so she was awesome, and we get to chat and learn more about her and all that. But the fun thing was that I don't know, I felt pretty welcomed. I felt pretty comfortable. I don't know whether it's how they treated me, blah blah blah. I don't know, but it was actually quite fun. You know, there are times that just like straight people would think, like, oh my gosh, those event or that thing might be a little too gay for me, like going to, say, Kathy Griffin's concert, a comedy show, or going to a musical. You know, some very straight guys might think that that's like, ugh, right? So same thing is for me is like, you know, going with a bunch of straight people to this happy hour might be a little bit too straight for me. And then drinking, yeah, you know, I'm not into that. But it was really awesome. We had a lot of fun times. I'm glad they didn't talk about football. They didn't talk a lot about sports. In fact, I don't think we ever talk about sports. And so it was fun, actually. We were going to talk about people in general and talk about different things, and it was very casual, and it's kind of, you create this different bonding experience with your coworkers when you're outside of work, obviously, and of course we're all like, you know, a little crude after work. Anyway, so that's probably about it. I don't want to go too long because, fuck it, I have to go edit this damn thing because I accidentally set up where I work, which I don't appreciate, but whatever. So come back next week and let's see what I have in store for you. We may listen to some of Joan, and we may listen to myself or some other people. If I come back, you can leave me voice message like the other two listeners earlier, 920-iPhone-1, 920-iPhone-1, or you can email me ongline@gmail.com, O-N-G-L-I-N-E @gmail.com, or you can leave a comment at onlinepodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm glad you're back again this week, and hope to see you next week. Don't forget to smile, ladies. Bye.